Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 2nd of July. Starting off with a new face, Adriatic Metals, a stock which I've never heard of before, but it's gapped up through this line of resistance from January through the 80 pence level. And really, while we're above the 20-day line there at 75 pence, looking quite sturdy in terms of potential moves to the upside. Best case scenario target here over the next 1 to 2 months is the top of that rising trend channel I've drawn from January, hitting £1.40. At this stage, Eddie really back below the support line there from March at sub 70, really hurting or killing the bull scenario. On to AMO Minerals, which I covered, I think, this time last week. Starting to get a little bit more interest there on the bull side. You can see the near-term moving averages there, the 20, 34, and 50 moving averages all rising, going into a potential golden cross. Also, a nice bounce for the RSI at the neutral 50 level, which can be a leading indicator on upside. Obviously, the whole pattern here, what the bulls are looking for would be a move to the top of that broadening triangle from May up to 5 pence. Obviously, that seems rather ambitious at the moment, but at least in the near term, if you're looking for a buy trigger here, other than entering the fray now, an end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 1.64 pence. Or a weekly close above that level would be the trigger for the shares. Looks pretty well supported down towards the 1.2 pence level anyway, which is the area of the 50-day moving average. One stock now again for the shorting conspiracy. The more I talk about it, the more shorting articles come out, but that's life. Current situation here, we've broken that's somewhat troublesome line of resistance from the end of May at 4 pence and stayed above it on the initial dip that the stock had today. Still looking for, I suppose, a retest of the 10 pence area, which was the April peak. After that, up to 22 pence, which is that March resistance line projection. And remaining bullish, really, while we hold above that 4.5 pence peak from May. Only really an end-of-day close back below that would delay the potential upside scenario. Back to a stock which, again, I think I mentioned recently, but worth following up here. Might be a bit early. There's a bit of congestion here in the 1 to 1.5 pence area, but if you are ambitious, you'd be looking for entry points here above the 50-day line at 0.94. Otherwise, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above 1.5 pence before targeting the top of that rising trend channel from October, hitting up towards, 2.8 pence area. Stop loss certainly back below the 50-day line, but doesn't look as though we'll see it go below that. On to another new name, DX Group. Nice little breakout here above the initial June resistance at 13.6 pence. End of day, end of week close above this week should be enough for some further decent progress to be made. Looking forward to potentially up towards the 22, 23 pence area, which would be the top of a rising trend channel that I'm trying to draw at the moment. Stop loss on the bull argument back below the 200-day line at around 11.5 pence, but that 23 pence target, 22, 23 pence target, looks set pretty well at the moment. On to Big Dish, where we can see that shares have bounced off the 200-day line at 2.15 pence, which is a plus point. But the big breakout required here would be a break of that line of resistance from February and before that at 3 pence. Above 3 pence up to 6 pence and ideally not back below 2 pence on that situation. On to a relatively obscure situation, that's Invinity Energy. Here we've, I think I've covered this before, but here we've had a gap to the upside today. That's always, well, that's normally significant. Top of the channel here from April up to £2. That's valid while we, at least while we hold above the gap at £1, around £1.20. Stop loss on the bull argument, 111, which is the floor of the April channel. Best case scenario here, a move towards £3, which is that May resistance line projection. So a lot going on there for Invinity at the moment. Stock of the day, perhaps, if one had to pick one for potential upside, is Location Sciences, beautifully breaking that narrow wedge that we've had in place since the end of April. End of day close above the 50-day line, 0.53 pence today. Could be the start of a move up towards the top of that broadening triangle from March, heading to 1.5 pence. I think we'll see there's been a gap to the upside today, but even if there hasn't been, the break of the wedge, really, the big signal there for the shares. Lap of honour for Redx Pharma, with the shares pushing up towards, well, actually hit the target that I think I talked about last time, around 45 pence. If you're a fan of the stock, you'll be waiting for an end-of-day close above 45 pence, because that could deliver a best-case scenario target up towards 85 pence, which is last July's resistance line projection. This stage, I suppose, the stop loss, the nearest it could be, really would be back below, just below today's intraday low of 25 pence. But one would hope that the shares won't actually settle below 30 pence ahead of further potential moves. Last stock of the day is Cemec Atlantis. I like this because of the way of the, we've had these sort of three steps up, two steps down moves since the beginning of last month. The reason for inclusion today is that we've managed to achieve a golden cross buy signal between the 200 and the 50-day moving averages, which might give us some more follow-through momentum. But whatever the case, above the initial June peak, 15 pence, we're looking for a top of February trend channel as high as 32 pence. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.